For years, some Baltimore residents have been facing sewage backups in their homes. And as WYPR's Dominique Maria Bonesi reports, those backups pose a lot of health hazards.
Linda Batts takes great pride in her home on Gwens Falls Parkway, where she has lived for 62 years.
It's an incredible legacy. My parents were the first African Americans in this community, and they bought the house approximately 67 years ago.
Batts says she's had sewage backups for as long as she can remember.
As a child, I remember my father using the old snake, the old manual snake.
After years and years of drudgery, cleaning up messes, and airing out the house, Batts finally managed to replace all the sewer pipes in her home.
That resolved one aspect of the backups in the house, but it didn't resolve all of them.
The sewage backups continued. In early 2000, Batts came back from a week-long business trip to find sewage water pouring from her basement bathroom.
This is where it started.
Okay. Oh, you have a nice jacuzzi?
Yes. So the whole tub was filled. The toilet was filled and flowed over. And this was its next course. It flowed out and as much had saturated the whole carpeted level, and it had just kind of saturated and moved its way towards the stairs and had migrated towards the back of the basement.
Today, Batts has a tenant renting her basement, and you could never tell it had flooded. There's a new plush purple wall-to-wall carpet, purple couches, and a salvaged high-top table. Baltimore City has pledged to end sewage water backups by 2030 under the current modified wastewater consent decree. While many residents think that timeline is too slow, Jeff Raymond, spokesperson for the Department of Public Works, says the department needs to examine the size and capacity of existing pipes, dig up city streets, and replace with new sewage pipes.
It's a complex, time-consuming, invasive, and very expensive process. And even if we did have a lot more money to throw at it, which we don't, we just can't change the time that it takes for a massive project like that.
While timing and cost of this project are in question, Kellogg Schwab, director of the Johns Hopkins University Center for Water and Health, says residents like Batts should be concerned for their health when sewage water devastates the home. A quick science lesson.
So the three major groups of microorganisms are bacteria, viruses, and protozoa.
The most common types of bacteria, Schwab says, are E. coli and Salmonella, which can cause gastrointestinal illnesses.
Nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. There's also important to realize it's not just bacteria.
City health officials said via email that they don't keep track of bacteria from sewage backups, nor do they have anyone to speak about the issue. Schwab says that while bacteria can be quickly removed, viruses and protozoa are a different story.
Whereas viruses take a little bit harder to treat and clean them, and then the protozoa are the toughest or the ones that can persist the longest.
So how do you clean up sewage water in your home? Well, Schwab says the Center for Disease Control and the Environmental Protection Agency recommend wearing protective gear, coveralls, rubber gloves, breathing mask, that sort of thing, and using soap, water, and chlorine. But sometimes long after that is removed, mold can remain.
So, you know, it can essentially grow behind the particle board or behind the other parts of the wall there. And so you can have mold be present for a period of time if it's not completely dried out.
Linda Batts says over the last 15 years, she has spent more than $35,000 out of pocket to tear out and replace carpeting and drywall to avoid being infected by any of these microscopic bacteria. But she says,
there's no measure of comfort that any tenant or landlord has after having gone through that experience and wondering when it will happen again.
For now, Batts can only wait and wonder. I'm Dominique Maria Bonesi for 88.1 WYPR.